Morning all, Thursday, March 30, Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, and a very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. Thanks to Gavin at Wollongong, who yesterday requested Binaway for the weather report this morning with a text. Morning, gentlemen, how about a weather report from Binaway? Great little town near Coonabarabran. Daughter Joanne, son-in-law Angus moved there from Wollongong a couple of years ago. The rugby league side is the Binaway Bombshells. Good on you, Gavin, there at Wollongong. We've got a bombshell game tonight, though. Roosters and Parramatta, great way to kick off round five of the NRL. In the AFL tonight, it's the Western Bulldogs up against the Brisbane Lions. So all those fields are out. Markets open day one of the championships on Saturday. Oh, it is as good a card as you'll see. It is just sensational from start to finish. What a day it's going to be there at Randwick. A tiny bit of rain forecast. As I mentioned in the weather, pretty good weather the next couple of days. A little bit of a hint of a shower Saturday, but I think we're going to be okay, actually. I've probably bet up thinking the track, you know, might deteriorate more than it actually will. Lozza, morning to you, mate. Weather looks okay.
Morning, guys. Morning, everybody. Looking forward to Saturday. It should be a terrific day's racing. Some wonderful horses. I mean, which race is your favourite?
It's the TJ.
Yeah.
Oh, but then again, this Doncaster.
The Doncaster, mate.
This is as good a Doncaster as we've had for a while.
Yeah, you could have five selections and get them all wrong. I mean, it's that good a racing day. Hopefully the weather stays clear. The track might have some give in it early, but I think we're expecting some decent weather. So hopefully, Middo, it's a magnificent day. There'll be 20-odd thousand, 30-odd thousand out there on Saturday. If not more, we've got a great weekend of football. Bring it on, I say.
Tell you what our favourite race will be, the one we back a winner.
Well, if you can find a winner, that'll be good because you're going to get a decent price for a lot of good horses this weekend. Mm. That's the thing I love about big championship days. If you can find the winner, you'll get value.
Definitely. In a race like the Doncaster, if you can get that winner, you should be going pretty well for the day. Morning to you, Pup. How are you?
Morning, boys. Going well, thank you. Hope you all are well. I've heard another rumour. Tigers are chasing a number six now, Loz. Chasing your son. Jackie boy.
Good luck to them. No, I think a lot of clubs are chasing Jack Whiten. I heard the Tigers are also chasing.
We could do a lot worse than Jack, couldn't we?
Yeah, no, he's a very good player. They're also chasing Mitchell Pearce.
Well, that was the story last night. Fox Sports reported that the Tigers are set to offer Mitchell Pearce, who's about to turn 34, a two-year deal worth around $750,000 a season to come home from Catalans. $750,000 for a 34-year-old Mitchell Pearce at this point. By the way, didn't they have all off-season to figure out? I can't figure out what's going on.
It just confirms you. They're not happy with Luke Brooks and they need experienced half to give them guidance and run the team. But they also keep missing out on players and they're finding it hard to sign other halves. They went after, obviously, Munster. They went after Mitch Moses. They went after George Williams. And to be fair, all those players stayed at their clubs they were at, so they didn't leave and go to another club. But the Tigers certainly chase them. But, I mean, Mitch would be good. He'll give them direction. He'll give them experience, and that's something that the club would be desperately in need of. But Mitch has got to weigh it up himself, whether he wants to come back into the spotlight of the NRL and have all that pressure on him, not only on the field but away from the field. But we do know that clubs need experienced halves. Mm. You know, you can have youngsters in your team, but if you haven't got that experience in key positions and under pressure, you get it wrong more than not in the early phases of their career. And you look at what the Titans did last year. You know, they identified one key area why they didn't have success, and that was key position players were too inexperienced. So what did they do? They went and recruited Kieran Foran and Sam Verrills. And their start to the season hasn't been too bad. They look a completely different team to last year.
They're just both injured now.
Well, that's the problem you get when you're hiring, you know, guys that have a bit of a record with injuries.
So a 34-year-old Mitchell Pearce is to basically take the spot, well, how it's all being read, of 29-year-old Luke Brooks on $1 million plus a year. I mean, this is putting up the white flag, isn't it? I mean, Mitchell Pearce has been a great servant.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And at his best has been I mean, Mitchell Pearce's best has been better than Luke Brooks' best over the course of his career. But where is, you know, Mitch has gone to Catalans? I think he's injured over there at the moment as well.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing too. Mitch is 34. He's played a lot of football.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the Mitchell Pearce that you even knew 3 years ago. So there is some question marks on his ability to have his body hold up throughout an NRL season. And you know when you've been away how much the game changes. And, you know, Joshy Reynolds has even spoken to us about how different the game is even just in that New South Wales Cup level. I think that Luke Brooks is a good player, but I think they've just finally, the penny has dropped, that directing a team and giving him the keys to the car is not the right position for him.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a co-driver.
I agree.
And as someone puts out on the text line, which includes profanities, which I won't read, we had Jackson Hastings, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So, obviously, and it sounds like there were some personality issues there between, you know, the coaching staff and Jackson Hastings. They wanted to play him at lock, as he said, Loz. But I think he could have been the perfect halfback for them this year at the moment. But they did have Brooks under contract on a lot of money.
That's what a mess it's been.
Yeah,
that's the killer here. You know, the fact that he's on $1 million and no one else, no other club is buying him for that sort of money. So they're paying for him anyway. If he wasn't on that money, we wouldn't be having the conversation. So they've tried absolutely everything.
They really, really have. And you mentioned Jack White and two before Clarkey, but Phil Gould on his Six Tackles with Gus podcast said that, his mail is that Whiten has a desire to live in Queensland.
I would too, for the Dolphins' cash they're going to pay.
Well, that's it.
I'd find a way to get there. I'd swim there if I had to.
I mean, that's the first thing I thought.
He's going to get big coin.
He's going to go. My feeling is, Loz, I know Raiders fans would be devastated. Yeah. I think he's going to end up at the Dolphins.
100.
Yeah. Well, if he does, good on him. Mm. I mean, I got no issue with players moving clubs. Mm. Do I want to see Jack move? No, I don't. I want to see him play for the Raiders for the rest of his life. But he's a man now. He's got a decision to make for his family and himself. While it'd be disappointing, the club is always bigger than one player. Club moves on. While it'd be a devastating blow because Jack's one of the fan favourites down there, and they'd be very disappointed if he decided to go. The Raiders have looked after Jack since he was a young boy. They've helped guide him to have the career that he's had. They've helped him out in difficult times, but you can never blame someone if they think that their future is going to be brighter somewhere else. Mm. And it may not work out to be like that, and he may regret the decision to move. But he's in this time of his career where he wants to make it work for him and his family. There's a lot of things that he's taking into consideration. He's got a young family. If he's got a desire to move to Queensland, so be it. He'll get the pay packet that comes with moving to Queensland and going and playing with the Dolphins and being a marquee player. Again, it'll be disappointing because the Raiders will be upset that they lose someone that they've put a lot of time and effort into. But I think the reality of professional sport is we'll see this more and more. Mm. I think you just have to accept that, you know, the days are over of one club players. Mm.
I think it goes the other way as well, Loz. Like we see, look at what happened with Adam Reynolds. You know, clubs have the opportunity to keep one player the entire time, and sometimes they make a decision that it's not best for them as well. So that's you know, I think this is a great example of times gone by, both parties, it would be a no-brainer. You just sign for the rest of your career at that one club. These days, it's the complete opposite. Jack either makes a decision, or if he has one bad season, don't worry. The Raiders will flick him anyway and get someone else. So it's give and take. But that's why I don't think a player these days can ever be criticised about leaving that club. I think those days, unfortunately, are gone because that's what the clubs do anyway.
Yeah,
clubs do it with players. Clubs do it with coaches.
Yeah. And again, at different stages of your career, you're looking at different things. You know, and at 30 years of age, if he's going to get offered, you know, up around $1.4 million, it's hard to knock back.
To live on the beach up towards the sunny coast.
Yeah, and you know, Jack Worth,
man, 1.5. He'll be the face of that team as well. He'll be the face of the team.
You know, but if someone's prepared to pay him, he is worth that to them. And that's what the Raiders will have to weigh up. But I don't think the Raiders will get beaten on finances. I think they'll be able to come very close.
Yeah, to what he wants.
To what he wants.
Yeah. I'm just getting way ahead of ourselves here, but just trying to think where he fits at the Dolphins, because I know Sean O'Sullivan's out for 4 months at the moment.
You're not getting rid of Sean O'Sullivan.
You're not getting started. No way. He's the perfect number seven for that, for having Katoa or someone like Jack next to him.
Well, that's my next point. Jack needs a halfback that's a guiding, controlling halfback.
Which is exactly what O'Sullivan is.
You put two Jacks together, that's not going to work. Mm. But you put him with someone that just has all that capability of directing a team, and Jack just concentrates on his running and possibly kicking a few times during a game. You don't want him to be your dominant kicker either. He's just a runner. He's a strong runner of the football. So you need a guy like Sean O'Sullivan. And Katoa is one of the most exciting young 5'8s in the business.
So what?
Now, whether he's got the capabilities to play as a 7, I don't know, and has those attributes of O'Sullivan. But he's only 18. Mm. 19. So I don't know where Jack will play. Jack can play anywhere, to be perfectly honest. He could play lock. He could play centre.
Would you be comfortable paying $1 million plus, though, if he had to slot in at lock or centre?
Well, you're possibly more lock, but then you look at Tom Gilbert, who's impressed me out of sight this year.
He's superb.
You know, but you can never have enough good players. And that's always a, you know, it's a conundrum for us because we're sitting here trying to work out where they all fit in. But as a coach, that's you sitting there going, how good's this? I've got so many players, so many good players, but I'm going to have to leave good players out.
Yeah, and the Dolphins are also trying to buy a big fish as well for, you know, marketing, all that sort of stuff. Buying a big name. He's been a brilliant player for the Raiders for a long time, played Origin, well-known, in a key position. We've said it all year that they haven't got that. They haven't got that billboard player just yet. So Jack would be that player.
Just remember, though, Wayne Bennett did say, we want Queenslanders and locals playing at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Let's see how long that lasts. We shouldn't forget the Titans as well, potentially having a play at Jack Whiten.
Yeah.
If Gus's mail says Queensland, he wants to live in Queensland. Yeah. I mean, Kieran Foran, 1 or 2 year deal there. I can't remember how long he signed for, but now he's got a bit of a calf injury.
Yeah. Oh, he could go to, if the driving factor is going to Queensland, well, he just says to the Raiders, I'm off. You're not testing yourself on the market. The reason you test yourself on the market is to see what you're worth. So,
you live anywhere for the right price, Loz.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
For a couple of years.
So Steve from the Bronco is texted saying, Laurie, what if money isn't the driving factor to Jack's decision? Well, that's just my answer to that, Steve, is you don't put yourself on the open market. You just say, I'm moving to Queensland and I'll talk to Queensland clubs only. And what if he wants to win a grand final? I can see him playing at the Broncos at lock, Carrigan moving to prop. Yeah, you know, that might be his driving factor.
Broncos got a lot of players. I don't know,
but the Broncos won't be able to fit them all in.
No way.
Their salary cap will be under a lot of pressure.
Definitely.
Because some of these young blokes that they've got will want upgrades and they'll want to be extended for a period of time, Steve. So while they'll be able to bring players in, their main concern is trying to keep the ones that they've got because they've got a roster up there. As I said before, I never had the Broncos a chance of winning the comp this year, but I think they can. I really do. I think the Broncos are just an exciting team. Got a bit more starts to their defence. They've got plenty of ability to put points on. They've got some of the best young forwards in the game, got some of the best young backs, and they get it together. And they've got a controlling half, an experienced half in Adam Reynolds. And if he stays fit, they are more than capable. So, I think Jack, wants to move to Queensland, but he's testing the waters. Don't worry about that. This will be his last contract, and he wants to maximise it. And I blame no one for doing that.
Thanks, Steve, the Bronco, for the text. Keep them coming, by the way. 0419 767 272, the headline. So, Gus v. Robbo on the back page of the Daily Telegraph. War erupts over Swalee's rugby defection. Oh, gee, I'm sick of this week. I think the outrage has been farcical with this. And I'm with Robbo on this code war rubbish. Yesterday, loved the way that Trent Robinson spoke. So, He responded to Phil Gould's comments firstly that the game should urge the 19-year-old to rugby straight away. Gould made those comments on 100% Footy on the Nine Network on Monday night. And the Roosters coach said it was a ridiculous comment, that Gould should stick to his turf, and it showed fear about another code. And Robinson was complimentary about, you know, international rugby and a love. He just said, stay cool, relax. And I totally agree with him. Rugby league's never going to lose a heap of marquee players to the other side. It's always going to be the dominant contacts code in New South Wales and Queensland laws. Rugby will have its moments.
It'll have its moments in the next couple of years with the British and Lions tour coming out here in, 2025? And then the World Cup here in Australia. There'll be a lot of spotlight on rugby union in the next 4 years. There's no doubt about that, but it's happened before. The issue with rugby, and as we continually say, is the pathway system.
Definitely.
And the Super Rugby. People don't understand, unless you're a really rugby union supporter, you don't actually understand or get to see Super Rugby players and see it playing the game. It's just not on or in your face. Whereas rugby league is just in your face 24/7 here on the East Coast, in particular, of Australia. So you'll always have players moving to and from league to union or vice versa. I'm not a passionate rugby fan, but I watch rugby. I'm more passionate now about the Waratahs because I know some young kids there. You know, I know young Max Jorgensen. There was a young bloke that debuted last weekend who's a great family friend of ours and a great mate of my young blokes. Benny Dowling, you know, he's only a 20-year-old kid. So
who you coach lots
who
as well.
I coach as a rugby league player, as a young guy coming through. So I now watch them and want them to do well, and I'll be cheering and supporting their careers.
But all these column inches this week designed to virtually take down a 19-year-old kid, because some of the stuff that's been bandied around.
Oh, to be fair, Gus didn't take
no, not
down
Gu- I'm
the
not...
kid. Gus didn't take down the kid. Basically,
others
he was
have
just
been
saying,
way worse than
he
Gus.
He was just saying that, look, why should rugby league in the next 2 years throw all the time and effort into him, developing his skills, developing everything about this young man, and then handing him over to rugby union so they can get the glory for it? I think that's what Gus was basically saying without putting words in his mouth. And you're putting all this development into these players. You're better off to let them go now and let him, you know, forge his path in rugby union now. But I can understand Robbo because he's got him for another 2 years. He wants to win a competition. If they're not winning competitions with the roster they've got, then he's under the pump. You know?
Also, a lot of support through the papers as well for Swaliʻi being available for Origin on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald. Another sunny Bill. Latrell wants to see Swaliʻi in Origin. Andrew Johns, in his column in the Herald, says similar as well. But plenty of racing about as well on the back page of the Daily Telly. New home of the Brave is the headline there. And Brave Pride, the son of Joe, 17 years of age, doing his year 12 half-yearly exams. And he wants to be a trainer. And it's great to see it set to run in the family there with Joe Pride and his son. And, of course, Joe has Private Eye and Maria Mia in the TJ Smith on Saturday, day one of the championships. And Private Eye, just go back and watch its Everest run. It's right in this race, no doubt about that. And on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, running on empty. And we're going to speak to the trainer of Lost and Running, John O'Shea, in about 20 minutes' time. And, Chris Root speaks to him in the Herald, and he couldn't believe the price for Lost and Running, and neither could many other punters, because yesterday it was back from $34 into $15, Lost and Running. And we'll speak to John about 20 minutes' time, and $15 might still be over the odds, actually, for Lost and Running on Saturday. It's just going to be a great race.
It's
Look
got
at this
plenty
race.
Of ticks, Lost and Running.
Oh, the, I mean, the,
likes the
how
track,
many can you...
Likes the conditions.
Oh. There's just
good first up record.
How many are you penning in the TJ Smith? That's the thing.
Oh, three or four. Chances.
Three or four, maybe you put the pen through. The rest of them absolutely in it up to their eyeballs. It is going to be a belter.